Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, I am too. It is hot down, extra hot here in the hills of West Virginia, but I guess I'll take it. It's about 95 degrees, which is really hot for up here in the mountains, but it's okay. It still beats snow. I know you like snow. I don't.
I do. I do like snow. I like it when it comes one day and leaves the next.
I can understand that part of it, yes.
You take the day, you play in it, you build your snowman, go sledding and do all that good stuff, and then it's gone the next day. That's what I like. But we had a
great... That's in a perfect world.
Yes, as we no longer live in that perfect world.
No, we do not.
Hey, gold today. It was a perfect day for gold. It was up $11.60. Little by little, and that's all right. We'll take it. $1,797. Silver was up a penny at $18.37. Platinum was up $16 at $845. Palladium was down $3 at $1,986. The USDX today was up 0.19 at $96.97. Crude oil was down $28 at $40.35. Some pressure on the markets today, but I don't, you know, it's, you know, when you're looking at the peaks that we have, even a 1.5% drop is no big deal. And that's what we were down, 400 points at 25,883. It took back its gains from yesterday. NASDAQ, they just corrected it, 396, 25,890. NASDAQ was down 89 points at 10,343. The S&P was down 34 at 3,145. 10-year yield still at 0.65%. You know, you had pressure on the European markets. I mean, they skyrocketed yesterday, so they took back some of what they gained yesterday, so not anything shocking there. The August contract for gold, I think we're at 1809. For gold contract for August contract. So 1809, pretty good. And that was even being off the high of the day. So nice day in gold. Butch, everybody knows what's coming. You know, everybody
yes.
knows where the true safe haven is. Everybody knows it's a monetary policy problem. Everybody knows it's the death of the dollar. Everybody knows.
I had been talking to a lot of folks in the last couple of weeks about a lot of things. And they're starting to pay attention when it comes to information that you've been putting out for years, and I have been too, biblical and other things. And I've been talking about the gold and silver and, what difference it made for me in my life. And now they're paying attention more because they're realizing the economy is going to be hurting really soon. I mean, with hyperinflation, it's got to be close, Melody, with a $2.2 trillion bailout, another on the way, they say, within about a month or so, that is going to hyperinflate things beyond belief. Right now, it looks like a lot of places, maybe the construction and stuff is booming in some areas and not so much in other areas. But I think people are beginning to realize what's going on. They're finally getting their eyes open. This isn't natural. You know, I just looking here, the article, the state's mandate mask being shut down as coronavirus cases soar and hospitalizations rise. And I get all this. I get some people are scared of this virus. I understand that. I'm not throwing stones at that. But this is what people are thinking about. Yes, some hundreds, some thousand people supposedly died from this virus. Supposedly. I don't believe it's true, but we'll say it is. But how many millions of lives have been affected in a bad, bad way? Loss of jobs, loss of earnings, suicides, spousal abuse, child abuse. I mean, let's weigh this out completely in the scales of what's going on, what isn't. And this isn't just in America. This is worldwide. How many billions worldwide are out of work, and how many people are suffering beyond what we can even begin to comprehend because of this virus. Whether it's real or fake, I'm not debating that right now. My point is, yes, some 100-something thousand died. Now, that is sad, but out of 330 million, that's not a big number. But compared to 47 million who are out of work, and malls that are totally shutting down, and tell me that this is balanced out in the scales. It isn't. The economy's going to be going, so hyperinflation's coming. In a few months, I do believe all hell's going to break loose in November. Now tell me how this is going to balance out in the long run. We've got to look the big picture, not run and cover our heads up like Chicken Little and pretend like the sky's falling. We got to look this big picture, Melody. We're seeing the nation being taken down because of this. So people are starting to realize there's something wrong with this. My cousin, though, I'll take it back, my brother's son-in-law went to a store the other day. They would not take cash. He also went somewhere. His son went somewhere else just not too long ago, and they couldn't give him back change. They're out of coins. Now this just happened in North Carolina. That's where they're from, North Carolina. They were up here, helped my brother build a little home. Started on yesterday, and I helped him do some of that. So they wouldn't take cash at one place, and they couldn't give back correct change at other place. They had a sign up that says, "Please bring correct change." Now something's not quite right here, Melody. Something feels totally odd, and people that never thought about it before are starting to realize something just isn't what it should be. I mean, that's a fair statement. When you say, I mean, people are starting to see it.
Well, I think they are. If they're affected by it, if they go out, and of course they want to spend their money and they use cash and they can't, well, yeah, it is. I mean, they should have been a little more aware of it when they couldn't buy toilet paper 6 months ago
or you know,
4 months
so.
Ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have think so that they realize that there's a problem and so on. But, you know, maybe now they'll start, you know, recognizing in a small way that perhaps the coinage is certainly... is running short. What is it a sign of? That's the big question.
It is a big question. But it should at least make them pause and think. I give your name out, your name and number out more in the last 2 weeks. They're probably having a year because of what's going on. People are asking questions. And we're watching the stock market still doing very well according to numbers. But we have to understand, too, that the only thing that stopped this from going on through the floor was the stimulus package. If it hadn't been for that stimulus, $2.2 trillion, the stocks wouldn't have had any kind of rebound at all.
Right.
This was all, again...
Well, the Fed put more than that in. I mean, their balance sheet went from 3 to 7.
Well, I should tell you, it is absolutely inflated hot air. And I do believe within a couple months, we're going to see everything really hyperinflate. And the people that are out of work struggling now, how are they going to make it when every loaf of bread is $5 or more? You know, I mean, people have to stop and think about this, and some are beginning to realize this. I mean, they really are. Thank God someone getting their eyes open. But this has been a game that's been going on as long as you've been on the radio, but now it's really picking up steam. They're running out of options, and they're going to do another bailout, supposedly, for over $2 trillion, whatever it is. How long before that goes boom and everybody sees, hey, this money is not worth anything any longer?
Well, the Democrats wanted $3 trillion, and Trump said he wanted to do more than the Democrats. So that should give you a little bit of it. But that's what's needed, though. That's the problem. That's what's needed. And a lot of the things that we're seeing, even the social unrest, a lot of it is because these people aren't working.
Of course.
They don't have anything to do. So, hey, why not go right in?
And the coronavirus is the reason people aren't working. And the virus is why they're not working. Whether it's hype or not makes a difference. People are out of work because the places of business have shut down. And business are out of business because they were shut down. I mean, I was just reading the other day, I think this morning, where some gyms are moving into malls and kind of get business back in the malls, gymnasiums. And now they're closing down because they can't stay open with all this up and down business. So this coronavirus is doing a lot more damage than a few hundred thousand lives it's taking. And I know that sounds cold, but don't make me cold. It's going to do a lot more in the long run to worldwide economy, not just America. But I live here, so it affects me here more than anywhere else.
Absolutely. When you look at some of these, we talked a little bit about yesterday about the, some of those who got the funds from the... stimulus by government. When you look at some of these you know, Kanye West's clothing line and Khloe Kardashian and Church of the Church of Scientology?
Yes, yes.
Doesn't have enough money.
And senators and representatives
continue working.
Senators and representatives who own businesses are getting boost also. I mean, you think they voted for their own boost? I mean, you know, Pelosi's husband is part of a business that got a boost.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not the Democrats, though. It's on both sides.
No, it's both sides.
I mean, what they are. I mean, they're billionaires, multi-millionaires, and they don't have the money to keep their own company going. And then your little mom-and-pop shops, the restaurants in your local neighborhoods get sacked. They have to close their doors. You know, the gyms, they're not getting any loans. I mean, my gosh. I mean, how... And you know what, Butch? You know the most disturbing thing is nobody really cares.
No, who talks
about it?
Yeah, yeah. And but who even mentions anymore about what the spending rate is? Who in government ever says we got to cut back on spending? Who said that the last time? When was the last time you heard that?
When
Obama was
Ron
in office? Yeah, from which administration? I know some people got upset with Obama because he spent money, but you know that's hypocritical. Obama did nothing compared to what Trump's done. And no one even mentions the budget any longer. It's no longer important.
So, I mean, it's just... And all that money, and all they had to do was hire back these employees, even for a short period of time, and all of a sudden that loan gets turned into a grant. They don't have to pay it back. But the taxpayer has to pay it back. We get to pay for it.
How come we're always on the short end of the stick? You tell me that.
To continue to allow these multimillionaires and billionaires to run their companies?
That's true.
I mean, I don't believe in going after their money. I don't believe that, you know, what some of these Democrats do, that, you know, they have to, you know, pay, you know, you don't go after their money. But in situations like this, good grief. Let them run their companies. I wonder if Warren Buffett got one. I wonder if any of his companies got a loan. And we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars that these people get a loan that turns into a grant. Unbelievable.
Yes, it is. And that makes a little $1,200 pittance that the people got seem like nothing, doesn't it?
And you know what? It's amazing. I don't know of too many people. I know of some. I mean, I helped somebody out that couldn't work their normal job. I helped them out. I'm not a multimillionaire like these politicians are.
It's true.
You know? And it's but no, they'll give back and they'll give millions of dollars to Black Lives Matters. Oh yeah. Good. They just disgust me. They really do, Butch. These politicians just disgust me, and these multi... I mean, I think it was for the Washington Redskins where they're thinking about changing the name, Butch.
Right, right.
And I saw there was, I don't know if it was Nike, but the comment was along the lines that whatever, it was a company like Nike. I'm not sure if it was them, but it was a big one like that. Maybe it was FedEx. But they were dictating to the Washington Redskins that they should change their name. You know, and I guess they would pull their support of the program if they didn't. And I just think, Butch, you know, it's government and everything else is not being run. It's all being run by these corporations anymore.
Of course.
Have so much money.
Of course.
Amazons, the Bezos, all of them. Government doesn't run it. Government is incompetent, corrupt.
There was an article written, you probably read it, The Death of Common Sense. It's been out for years. And common sense is no longer even a considered issue in today's people's thinking today as a whole. Certainly not in government. Certainly not when it comes to finances. Common sense is, and you know, the idea of not buying something until you can afford it. Where did that go? I mean, what happened to the idea that you don't, you know, unless you can afford it, you don't buy it? What happened to being independent, out of debt, and not tied down to a burden of trying to pay somebody back? What happened to the idea of the government even, then this has been in our lifetime. This hasn't been fair milled. It's been in our lifetime when the government actually tried to balance the budget and did a pretty good job of it. It didn't start big time to about 20, 25 years ago where they lost control of it and didn't care. But look what's happened in the last 25 years. It's got so far on the other side that it's impossible to pay anything back. It isn't going to happen. They can't catch up and they can't pay it back. And we'll discuss that. I'll just go ahead and do it now. According to this article, Yahoo Finance, how soon coronavirus could deplete the government's major trust funds. They were saying Social Security would run out of money in about 2035. Now they're saying it's going to be 2031. And Medicare is going to be depleted even before that. I do believe this is being very generous with time. The way things are looking right now financially, I can't see how they can keep this budget going with the inflation rate that's going to be coming up really soon and the ongoing debt that keep building and building and building. So Social Security is going to be in trouble in 2031. We're talking about 11 years from now, or 10 and a half years. That's not very far. I may not live to see it, but some of them will. So this is pretty dire, Melody, whenever they realize that they're going to run out of money for Social Security. They're going to have to do something and offer the people some way of maybe trying to appease them. If you cut it in half, how do you think the people would respond to that?
Well, you know, the senior citizen, you know, they'll accept it. But what about all the other ones that are on the poverty level and have been getting something for nothing for a very long time?
Well, a lot of senior citizens I know are already at a poverty level right now. They're living on what they get, but barely.
They are, but they put, my point is they put something into the system.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And, you know, so that, you know, they, but the, I don't know how to say it properly without getting into trouble, but I mean,
there are welfare bums. There are welfare bums.
Yeah.
There are. No point saying different. They're welfare bums. They've trained themselves and the children and children's children how to live off of you and I. They're welfare bums.
Yep.
And I just did a teaching this past week on thou shalt not steal. That doesn't mean that with a gun necessarily. You can steal with your mouth and an ink pen. You can steal just a wealth and ink pen and get by with it. That's stealing also.
What we can't get by with is ignoring this break intro. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And again, we have Silver Eagles. You know, silver's flowing, gold's flowing. So, you know, no issues there on delays and or anything like that. So just give us a call, 800-375-4188.
And what are the Eagles bringing now?
I mean, they're still hefty. They're still up there in the 23, 24 with the increase of silver to over $18. I mean, but mine are still the buck to $2 cheaper than any place else on the internet, unless their prices have come down. I didn't check them today, but so we're still good here. And
you know, I love Silver Eagles, but I'm gonna wait to come back down with it. I think they ought to be for buying more, because I do like Silver Eagles.
Absolutely.
I just do. I think it's a beautiful coin.
It's a very beautiful coin. You know, Butch, I've had a lot of conversations like you. And what happens is when things begin to unfold, or we're getting to the cusp of everything beginning to unwind and so forth, all of a sudden you have all new people come in with opinions and ideas, and some of them are brilliant, and you can pretty much, you know, look into the future and see which way it's heading and so forth. But on the other hand, nobody knows. We're in a era where we've never been here before.
It's true.
We know what happens to governments when they have a fiat currency, when they have a fiat monetary system. We know what happens. So we know what's going to happen here. And I used to get caught up in a lot of the, you know, in a lot of these ideas, and so forth. But I had to ground myself. And I grounded myself, and that's why I always try to, when it comes to the monetary system, I stick to the fundamentals, what I know, what history has shown us in the past. But there's so much of the future that has to unfold before we really realize what road we're going down. We do know for a fact that with a fiat system, your purchasing power erodes through inflation. Takes more of those dollars to buy something. It devalues the currency every day. We don't need a future date to tell us that our money is being devalued. It's being devalued as we speak, as I speak, as we are doing this program. So that's what you. I think it's great to listen to all these ideas and opinions and so forth. You know, the big discussion now is digital currency, cash. We're already almost in a cashless society. I mean, people want to use cash now. They are being rejected. I don't know if it's because there's a shortage of the coinage that they can't give change, which I would round everything up to full dollars. I mean, it's not that complicated, you know? Or is it because they don't want to touch the currency because they're afraid of getting the virus? I mean, or is it something a little bit deeper? And sometimes we just have to wait and see which one it is. It might be all three.
Have you heard any discussion? Now, this is only something I heard. I cannot verify this in any means. Maybe somebody out there can. Like they're debating doing away with ones and fives as a currency. Have you heard anything about that?
I think it was talked about, but I mean, I'd have to do my own little research on it. And when someone talks about they're eliminating the ones and the fives, I want to see the data. Where? Tell me where.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Go.
I thought you may have heard something. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
I was told because it's going to be inflation, inflation going to be so bad, they won't need ones and fives, is what I had been told, but I don't know that.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet because we're not there yet.
No,
so
we don't.
How do we know?
No, we don't.
So in the meantime, everybody gets all upset, and the key thing is get protected. So what if they take the ones and fives? Who cares if you have gold and silver? Hey, I'll give them my tens and my twenties. But what they do is usually, and I know in Mexico, when they revalue a currency, I can't give you all the direct details right now because I don't have the info in front of me. But if I remember correctly, what they do is they'll say, you know, here's what Mexico did, I think, is here's your new peso. I want, you know, 20 of these, and we'll give you the other peso, five of them. You know, we'll give you five, you give me 20. You know, so they do take things out of the system, and that's very well the way it might work. I mean, I can speculate, and I could create scenarios that would probably scare the pants off of you, of what they're going to do and how they're going to take and rob you of every little penny that you have. But the key thing is we have to focus on the fundamentals. We have to think common sense. We have to view history. That's why history is so important. And even though it's going to repeat itself here, as far as a country that is going to be devaluing its currency, we are still a little different. We still are the reserve currency. That does give us a little more clout. We're the only currency that has ever been the reserve currency of the world. So it is a little bit different. Does it change anything? No. It's going to be devalued. They're going to default on the debt. We're going to have inflation. That's what governments want now, then, and they'll want it again tomorrow. So it's here. And if you ignore the signs that we're living in today, then yeah, you're going to be screwed in the future. Doesn't matter what happens.
It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it is.
Just a matter of time.
It is. I mean, Butch, think about it. They shut the world economies down. Doesn't anybody get it?
Yes, they did. They did.
The stock
market, and it's not reopened yet.
Yeah.
It's not reopened yet.
The stock market came back, and nobody knows why. It's all stimulus. It's all fake. It's not real. But we live in that world. That it's mind-boggling. Even yet know the damage to this country.
No. And if it does come back at all, it's going to take years. I don't think it ever will. You know, we mentioned here a couple weeks ago, we mentioned the side effects of this shutdown. And this little bit of information I want to share here kind of ties in with all this because it's just a matter of time that all this catches up. Cuts to basic services loom as coronavirus ravages local economies and sends states into fiscal crisis. Now, this is happening right now. Economic activity in every state fell sharply during the first 3 months of the year, according to the latest government statistics. New York and Nevada posted 8.2% declines in GDP. Every state now faces a budget gap, with estimates that revenue shortfalls could total more than $200 billion through this fiscal year. States are weighing cuts in basic services, including education, health care, and public safety. State and local governments have shed nearly 1.5 million jobs since the pandemic began. Now, folks, this could mean things as basic as trash pickup, water and sewage maintenance. This could literally mean this. And if this does come to a head, I can understand why people getting out of the city, Melody. Can you imagine living in a city with sewage back up and no trash pickup? And how about health care? Like as you said, health care. Who's going to pay for that? And people that'll work lose their insurance. What are they going to do for health care? These are things that we need to stop and think about, because this is not going to turn around in my mind ever. But if it did turn around, it's going to take years. So in the meanwhile, how are people going to pay their bills? How are they going to take their children to the doctor and be able to pay what's due there for whatever needs you may have? What are they going to do when the schools don't reopen? And that's a good chance they're not going to reopen. And we have the police department been shut down. A lot of losing money anyway. This could lead to utter chaos. What we're seeing right now, and a whole lot more. Now, I'm not trying to scare Melody. I'm trying to tell the truth, because we have never seen a time in our lifetime where we didn't have the basic needs. But people live in cities, in big cities especially, cannot provide for themselves other than a job and a paycheck. They don't know how to raise a garden. They can raise a garden if you want to. They don't have any way to build an outhouse on their property, go to the bathroom. They have no alternative water sources. These are questions that we need to ask yourself. And a lot of places and people in cities are seeing that, and they're leaving the cities. Very wise move, in my opinion, getting out of the cities. Yep. So that's just some stuff I want to share, because I think it's really important that when the states lose money, the cities lose money, counties lose money, they cannot provide the basic necessities that we've all become accustomed to.
And that's, you said the 1.5 million jobs, that was government jobs that were lost.
Right.
Well, government just can't reopen like the restaurant on the corner.
No.
Because the people, not only just the 1.5 million jobs, but the other people aren't paying their taxes. So it's not like they can just reopen and all of a sudden everything's good again. So a lot of those 1.5 million jobs probably won't go back to work. And that's just just 1.5 million jobs we're talking about. I'm not saying all of them aren't going to go back. Even if 500, maybe if a million go back. There's still a lot of jobs that where people aren't going back to work. And that's something no one has any numbers on yet. We have so many distractions going on around us. And yet no one's really paying attention to, you know, even what our future even looks like in the next couple of months. And that's because the Fed and the Treasury and the government has been able to keep it all together. Governments around the world, with the stimulus that they've created. And Butch, people are going to start. We've seen it. They've already started becoming restless.
Yes, they have. They really have. They're starting to realize that they can't make it where they are. I had an article I was going to share, but I lost it. According to an article I read, that a lot of the government pensions still are there because of the bailout we had. If it wasn't for the bailout, that, according to the article that I had, that a lot of people that lived on government pensions would not be receiving the pensions right now. That in itself is scary, but I can't find the article. So that's how close perhaps even the retired government workers may be not to have any money, because if they're not taking in taxes, how are you going to pay the retirees? People got to think about this. Social Security may not be the only thing cut. If you're living on a government-funded pension and they're out of tax money, they can't pay you either. I lost the article. Maybe you saw that. I can't find it.
I don't know which one, but...
But that's something to think about. I mean, they work for 35, 40 years, are getting a decent pension check from the government, and then they can't get it because there's no taxes coming in. Everybody thinks, well, those that are working are paying for the next generation. That's not true any longer. That's not true any longer. And how about the ones that are laid off and no longer working anyway? The general public is not paying into the taxation. The people who work for the government are getting laid off. Who's going to pay the retirement funds? That's a very serious question in my mind. Any comments on that?
No, I mean, it's just, it's common sense. It's one-on-one. That's what's going to happen.
Unless they have something to fall back on. Let's have something of value. There's nothing left for them. Unless they sell their home. If they can sell their home.
Well, there's UBI, Butch, as long as the printing press continues.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, of course, that keeps the prices down, too. Inflation, no inflation or anything. But, you know, a gentleman here by the name of A. Gary Shilling. You ever heard of him?
Gary Shilling?
Yes.
Yes.
He said the stock market is poised for a 40% drop. Warns economist who says the current climate feels a lot like 1929. So I think we've got a second leg down, and that's very much reminiscent of what happened in the 1930s, where people appreciate the depth of this recession, the disruption, and how long it's going to take to recover. That's A. Gary Shilling, longtime economist. That's A. Gary Shilling, a longtime economist and president of A. Shilling, Gary Shilling and Company, again, delivering a gloomy take on what's next in their recent CNBC interview. Stocks are behaving very much like that rebound in 1929, where there is an absolute conviction that the virus will be under control and that massive monetary and fiscal stimuli will invigorate the economy. He said, adding that the market could drop as much as 40% over the next year. I don't think it'll take that long. This pandemic is likely to be the most disruptive financial and social event since World War II, with equally long-lasting consequences, Shilling wrote, citing the stark unemployment numbers at the time. Many would no doubt restrain spending in future years to rebuild savings, especially since the crisis caught them at a time of high debts and short financial services. And I think he's been optimistic, to tell you the truth. I really do. I think he's been optimistic on that. Any comments
on
that?
No, they're all optimistic, and it's. Again, we know it's coming, and we're closer now than we've ever been. And again, they shut down world economies.
Yes,
we don't know. There's no supplies. There's no inventories. I'm still waiting for my bicycle.
You haven't got it yet?
I don't have it yet.
Wow.
So, and you know, and somebody else told me something about they couldn't find something, or so yeah. So, you know, anything that you order online takes you weeks to get.
Wow.
Not everything, but a lot of things. So it's the system is broken. It's been broken ever since they put us on the fiat dollar.
That's very true. I got to watch, I may not get in for the break, a program tonight talk about Colonel Sanders sold his rights to his company name in 1964, Melody, when the dollar was still backed by silver, for $2 million. Today, that $2 million is worth $40 million.
Wow.
Think about that. $40 million compared to $2 million in 1964, because he still had some real money in 1964.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
That's amazing. I mean, that's how much the dollar's lost, folks, since 1964. 20 times at least worth less than it was in 64.
Wow. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. You know, Deutsche Bank, you just wonder when Deutsche, poor Deutsche, I'm starting to feel sorry for Deutsche Bank. Well, no, not really, but, you know, they have to be one of the most corrupt, well, they're the elites bank, because the elites are corrupt, and they use Deutsche Bank for a reason. You know, because they get to do all their corrupt the banking and everything that they need, and they use Deutsche Bank. Well, Deutsche Bank got hit with a $150 million penalty for their relationship to Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. So because of $150 million penalty related to the bank's lack of oversight in dealings. With Jeffrey Epstein, as well as two client banks. Consent order agreed to with the New York State Department of Financial Services covers Deutsche Bank's relationship with Epstein and corresponding banking relationships with Danske Bank Estonia and FBME Bank. And so, yeah. So now, you know... Now you get fined for doing business with somebody. Even though he was a creep, but anyway, I just found that kind of interesting.
Well, not a whole lot makes sense anymore anyway, so but we're going to go with it. Maybe in some ways the it's time for things to start backing up. Maybe Deutsche Bank deserved that, and I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I would assume they knew what he was, but you don't know that, so maybe it's unfair you did it. That's a good question. Did they do right or wrong?
Yeah. And well, it'll be interesting when the information comes out about Donald Trump and Deutsche Bank. That'll eventually come out too.
Well, there's two books that are about to come out by him from his niece and from somebody else wrote a book about him. She wrote a book about the First Lady. Oh, she worked with the First Lady. She's got a book coming out.
Yeah,
too.
I saw that today. Yeah.
So we will see. We will see. It's just a matter of time, I reckon. But, you know, talking about corn shortages, say how corn shortage is impacting Michigan retailers and grocery stores. At Barrels and Vines, an upscale Royal Oak, Michigan gas station, signs are posted urging customers to have the correct change or use debit or credit whenever possible. Again, cash not desired. Normally, owner Ken Lucia keeps boxes of rolled coins to fuel register teals, to use this change at both Barrels and Vines locations in Woodward. But the COVID-19 pandemic has coins, quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies in short supply. Retailers get their boxes of coins from banks, but she has said the supplies are low at banks. Our bank will only allow us to buy one roll of coin at a time, he said. The banks have cut down on giving boxes of change out. One roll of coins at a time. You know, really, that wouldn't last a very long time in the business, would it?
No, it won't.
So, for real, the shortage is here. It's for real.
It's true. It's very true.
What is going to be soon? I have no idea. Did the mint go back to work finally or no?
They did. Supposedly, they shut down due to, you know, measures that were put in place to, you know, to protect their employees. It's just like the Treasury did with the gold and silver eagles and what the U.S., not the U.S., but the Canadian mint. Someone tested positive, they shut down. They came back 2 weeks later, someone else tested positive, and they shut down again. So, and, wow. You know, well, the U.S. Mint always hands out their silver eagles on allotments. So now they're also doing it on the coinage. They're doing it with allotments. So But you would think that they should be able to produce. I mean, I don't know how much they produce in a day or so forth, but I mean, you wouldn't think it would. You know, maybe we'll have to look that up and find out the process of producing the coinage.
You see, again, the COVID virus is affecting businesses. If the death count is real, and I really hope it isn't, I don't believe it is, but either way, it's affecting businesses now. It's affecting people's trade. So it's a lot. It goes a lot further than just counting numbers of sick. It goes a lot further than that and ruining people's lives. As a matter of fact, just a point of interest here, the TSA said on the 4th of July weekend, air travel was down 70% compared to last year. That's huge, Melody. Fewer than 500,000, they said, passed through TSA security points on July 4th. They're nearly 2 million fewer than July 4th, 2019. So I would say airlines are not rolling in dough either right now.
Well, the auto company, is it the AAA?
Yes.
They came out and said that driving over the holiday was down 16%. So people stayed at home. People didn't travel.
Well, I for maybe for a lot of reasons. Maybe for one reason, they don't have any money because they haven't been working. That's a possibility. Who knows?
That's also a possibility, yes.
Who knows?
Although you wouldn't have known it down here in Ocean City.
Were y'all packed?
Ocean City was packed. I stay away from. I don't go in there. I go in there to visit my family, but that's all.
Really? So you don't go out to Ocean City?
No.
Well, how about that? I freak out there every day, sitting in the sun.
Nope, not in Ocean City. I can go to Assateague, but when you have all these people coming in from, you know, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, Virginia, you know, I mean, the town proper, the population in the town proper is probably like 5,000 people, and in the summertime it goes to, what, 300,000 or something like that. So, I stay away.
Well, I can.
It's nice to go in the wintertime when you have the beach to yourself.
Is it warm enough to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I walk my doggy. I used to walk. I haven't lately, but I'd walk my doggy on the beach every morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about that? Good for you.
How about that?
You probably saw this too. That this is reminiscent, I think, the 1930s. Exclusive. U.S. government boxed food aid promise falls short. This is Chicago and Reuters. The U.S. government delivered far less food aid than it had pledged by the end of June, according to food bank managers and data from the Agriculture Department sent to Reuters after the hired inexperienced companies to box food during the pandemic. The Farmers to Families Food Box Program, one of several new government efforts to relieve struggling Americans, aimed to take food from farmers typically produced for restaurants, delivered to millions of people who lost their jobs or were otherwise hit by the coronavirus lockdown. You probably don't remember commodities. I barely do. Before food stamps, they give away commodities. You go and they give you a box of different things, maybe a bag of flour and some cheese or whatever. They call it commodities. Well, this is basically the same thing. I assume the farmers donate this. I would guess they donate this food because they're not using it. But so that people that come out to get this food and it wasn't there. It didn't turn up like it should. Now, when you go back to the time that the government has to put out soup lines, so to speak, that's not a good sign for a country. No matter what the reason caused it, it's not a good sign. And back in the 30s, Melody, they still had money, real money on the streets. They still had a real currency. And, you know, so how much worse is this going to be with the fiat currency? Any comments?
No comments.
No comments. Okay. Wow.
No comments.
Wow. But on the bright side,
and you know, and the reason I didn't have a comment because I was reading something that where the, in the 2021 budget there is a proposal to provide box food. Now we know that came up in President Trump discussions, what, a year or so ago, 2 years ago, maybe even, you know, 2017 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, if they can't do it now, how could they ever, you know?
I don't know. I mean, they keep pulling rabbits out of the hat. But on the bright side of everything, Amazon stock broke $3,000 a share, and they're on track to be the first company to hit to be worth $2 trillion. Man, imagine that. And I mean, that's huge. But the stock went up to $3,000 mark for the first time ever. It closed at $3,057.04. That is that, and of course Amazon, because people can't go to the store or don't want to go to the store, Amazon's really picked up a lot of business, and that's the way it is.
That's just
and that's
the way
why
it is.
It's booming. You know, that's why it's booming. I guess you could say, as much as I don't care much for Amazon, you can say good for them. I mean, they did something very intelligent. And I have to ask this question too. Do you think that they knew something like this might be coming along in the very near future? I mean, this is relatively a new idea. You know, home deliveries. I mean, Walmart started doing it, you know, a while back, and other places are too. Could they have known maybe something's coming? I'm just curious, just a question. I don't know. But they sure
well,
are
you know,
coming.
Well, you know, I remember D.V. Kinn had made a statement that all of these food programs, like, you know, to help you lose weight and so forth, she says that was testing, because eventually the government would be handing out food. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's just not going to the people with food stamps or the people. They want to control your food.
Of course.
You know, through difficult times. And, yeah, and Amazon. And I think at one point in time it was to be Walmart, because it used to be Walmart was the government store. And then they had made all the changes as to all the post offices at the same time that Walmart and was best friends with government. Well, it was probably the Clintons, I think, in the big early 90s, maybe even sooner. And the post offices were doing all these changes, making weird changes to like accommodate more people. And it was that's where people would go to pick up their food. And then you had Amazon come along in the 90s, and I think Amazon has replaced, you know, the older, you know, with the technology, because we really didn't have
sure.
that technology and everything like that.
Sure.
People didn't have iPhones and, you know, everything like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I absolutely, no doubt about it, he will play an important part. I mean, he already gets government contracts. He's already there. And so, absolutely, he will
well,
be part
huge.
Of the distribution center.
It's huge. And another,
I mean, he has everybody's address in the country. I don't know who hasn't bought from Amazon.
I'd say very, very few. Very, very few.
Did you? Have you?
I haven't. Marcia has. I don't even know how to do it, but she has.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do it. But, you know, a different topic, but it's kind of interesting. If you want to make something more expensive, make it illegal. Black market surges when state Massachusetts bans flavored e-cigs. Since they banned e-cigarettes, these e-cigarettes, they still get them. It's, I guess you say, brought in across state, across the border line, across from the other states. But the price of them in Massachusetts skyrocketed. It's like, you know, you outlaw something, people want it, they're going to get it. That's all there is to it. But they said that the people that said the smoking bars that have them, they said that they hit with a 75% excise tax.
Yep.
So people are buying them from across the border. I know in West Virginia, people who smoke can get them cheaper from Virginia. And some people smuggle them in from Virginia and sell them. That's against the law. If you caught, you go to jail for it. But some go down by, and they're watching more than ever did, by, you know, 5 or 6 cartons one place, go to another store and buy 5 or 6 more and bring them back in cases of cigarettes and sell them here in West Virginia because the taxes on the cigarettes are higher here. They're called sin taxes. So if you want to make something more expensive, it's easy. Just make it against the law.
All right. Let's start voting on gold.
There you go. There you go.
But they might just do that anyway.
Oh, so much more
did
news covering. Running out of time so fast, but Hong Kong protesters are getting arrested now for something that even a week ago wouldn't bother them. They're being arrested. They're having DNA tested, maybe going to jail. And Taiwan is now worried they're going to have, that they're next in line to be taken over by China completely. But Hong Kong, you know, sees life, I said, is really changing quickly with the new security law. People that protested were passing out bills, you know, that will say anti-Chinese government bills, leaflets, and they did a week ago, no problem. Now they're being arrested, they're doing DNA, they can search your homes, and they might go to jail. And now Taiwan's worried they're next. And I'd say it's a very good chance. China's not playing games any longer with these people. They're moving in and taking it back.
Yep. And the thing of it is, they got their DNA now, and it's... What can they do? They got you.
That's very true.
They know where you live, eat, breathe.
But that's a sign of the times, and it's China. And, you know, and whether we like her or not, or disagree or not, it's going on. And Kong.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think they're going to do to him, Butch? Throw him in some camp somewhere that they already have in, you know, upstate China.
Yeah, I agree. So we're seeing unrest worldwide. It just didn't here in America, folks. Revelation 6, read it for yourself. The black horse takes away peace from the earth. It's worldwide. So much going on, and we're flat out of time.
We are. That went by fast.
It did.
800-375-4188. I always enjoy doing the programs with you. I do with Dave, too. But all the radio programs go by so quick, and I do appreciate all the listeners for joining us. And again, we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.